From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here's the news first headlines. People's Consultative Assembly Deputy Speaker says Pancasila is non-negotiable for Indonesia. Minister Edi Prabowo invited young people to be involved in aquaculture. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pani. Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR Ahmad Mujani, said the state ideology Pancasila is non-negotiable for Indonesia, so that the entire nation must have a common spirit of opposing radicalism and terrorism which potentially disrupt the national unity. He added, Pancasila is cultivated by the nation's leaders who come from different backgrounds. As revealed in his press statement that made available to Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, Ahmad Mujani said the nation's leaders, including religious figures, have agreed that Pancasila is the foundation for the nation and state's deliberation. Indonesia is very lucky to have Pancasila because, as the state's ideology, it has contributed to its solid existence and made the entire people from socio-cultural and racial backgrounds to remain united within the unitary state of Indonesia. As the state ideology, Pancasila must be unnegotiable and be rooted in the hearts and minds of every citizen. Former chairman of the Supreme Audit Board, Hadi Purnomo, socialized the importance of strengthening the tax database through the implementation of the Single Identity Number, SIN, in front of the graduates of the Indonesian Taxation College, STPI. The socialization that coincided with the STPI graduation ceremony was held at the auditorium of the Directorate General of Taxes Building, Jakarta, on Saturday. In his presentation, Hadi Purnomo said that single identity number can eradicate corruption in a systemic manner. It is said SIN eradicates corruption in a system because tax monitoring can be carried out in its entirety, and this system builds conditions so that taxpayers are forced to be honest. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Edi Prabowo said the aquaculture sector would be strong if the management of its human resources was also good. Therefore, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries would strengthen vocational schools. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Edi Prabowo said in a press release in Jakarta on Saturday that the Maritime and Fisheries Polytechnic had extraordinary resources and potential. He also said that his party had encouraged graduates of the Marine and Fisheries Polytechnic to improve and develop the fisheries sector and manage them from upstream to downstream. He asserted young people must be implanted in his mind to be entrepreneurs, cultivators, and must be more powerful than their parents. The head of the Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, will hold a meeting with about 10 top management and chief executive officer of South Korea big companies to target Korea's first-class investment. BKPM Investment Communication and Information Committee member Rizal Kalfari Marimbo, in a written statement in Jakarta on Saturday, said that the head of the Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, and a number of other ministries will accompany President Joko Widodo at several official and state events at the 30th ASEAN Republic of Korea Commemorative Summit, which will last until 26 November 2019. Rigel said, besides accompanying the president, Bahlil would discuss the potential to increase South Korean investment in the country. Rigel said, by inviting big corporations in Korea, the head of BKPM wanted Korea to increase their first-class investment in Indonesia. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. 18 young leaders from Indonesia have been selected to join hundreds of their peers at the Obama Foundation Leaders Asia-Pacific Forum in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, slated to run for 5 days in December. The Cross-Sector Global Forum has invited around 200 emerging leaders from 33 countries from various backgrounds, be it public, private or non-profit, to represent work on a variety of issues such as education, environment and communication, and also entrepreneurship. One of the young leaders from Indonesia, Disa Ahdanisa, is the founder of FingerTalk, a social enterprise that works with the deaf community and people with other disabilities. She said she looked forward to working with other young leaders to spread awareness about people with disabilities and the challenges they face, particularly in Indonesia. Echoing Disa, the executive editor of not-profit media, The Conversation Indonesia, Prodita Sabarini said she was honored to be selected and to be a part of a diverse and emerging cohort. Diplomatic efforts need to be carried out strategically to campaign for Indonesian palm oil, which supports sustainable development, by involving all stakeholders abroad, including students, professionals, and the Indonesian diaspora in the Netherlands. This was conveyed by the head of the Center for the Study and Development of Multilateral Policies at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dindin Wahyudin, in a dialogue on sustainable palm oil held at the Indonesian Embassy in The Hague, Netherlands recently. According to Dindin, in his written statement on Saturday, various European Union parties continued to launch black campaigns and misleading information about the Indonesian palm oil industry, including in UN and multilateral forums. Whereas the Indonesian government, together with the private sector and farmers, have taken steps to make the Indonesian palm industry more sustainable through various means, including meeting RSPO and Indonesia Sustainable Palm Oil Certification. The Family Welfare Empowerment Team promotes North Sulawesi Pearls at the 2019 Indonesian Pearl Festival held in South Jakarta. North Sulawesi Provincial Government Head of Public Relations, Christian Airoth, said on Saturday that the 8th Indonesian Pearl Festival 2019 was held by the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries in collaboration with the Indonesian Pearl Cultivation Association and the North Sulawesi Provincial Government, aiming to promote local pearls with international quality. Meanwhile, Chairman of the North Sulawesi Family Welfare Empowerment Team, Rita Maya, on the occasion appreciated the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries and Indonesian Pearl Cultivation Association, who had raised the uniqueness and beauty of North Sulawesi province in the festival. The festival is expected to have a positive impact on regional development in the marine and fisheries sector, in addition lifting tourist destinations in areas in Indonesia that have the potential for pearl shell farming. Well, listener, that's the news.
Spotlight of the week today is on government fetches foreign investment. A number of Indonesian ministers aggressively seized opportunities for investment from foreign companies. Investment commitments of tens of trillions were issued. For example, after Lotte Chemical from South Korea committed to add an investment of $4.3 billion to expand the petrochemical plant in Banten, LG Chemical and SK Group from the same country were also moved to explore investment opportunities in Indonesia. The certainty of LG Chemical and SK Group, two South Korean industrial giants investing in Indonesia, was revealed by Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in Seoul, South Korea, on Wednesday, November the 20th. Agus Gumiwang held a meeting there with leaders of LG Chemical and SK Group. Agus Gumiwang told the media that LG Chemical was interested in building an integrated battery factory worth $2.3 billion. The factory will later produce battery cells, battery modules to battery recycling facilities. LG Management is also interested in conducting studies on the use of electric motorcycle batteries to support the use of environmentally friendly vehicles. While SK Group is looking for local partners to develop petrochemical industry, because Indonesia still imports a lot of petrochemical products. The Minister of Industry said the demand for petrochemical products for downstream industries in Indonesia reaches 60% and most of them are met by imported products. In fact, from nearly 6 million tons of domestic petrochemical raw material needs, the supply of domestic production is only able to meet 2 million tons. Meanwhile, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir went to Japan on Tuesday to meet Japan's Minister of State for Economic and Fiscal Affairs, Yasutoshi Nishimura, and discussed increasing investment in various sectors and opportunities for economic cooperation. Erick Thohir, through a written statement on Wednesday, said that Japan consistently invests in strategic projects such as power plants, toll roads, MRT, and housing. Now is a momentum to enhance cooperation, and Indonesia needs to collaborate in technology and improve human resources skills. On the other hand, Japanese big businessmen who are members of the Japan-Indonesia Association met President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. They were led by its chairman, who is also a former Prime Minister of Japan, Yasuo Fukuda. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, and Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono. To the media, Minister Basuki said at the meeting, Japanese businessmen expressed their desire to be involved in the construction of the new capital city in Kutai Kartanegara Penajam Utara Pasir, East Kalimantan. This desire was welcomed by President Joko Widodo. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo explained the cooperation of the two countries in the Masela Block, Maluku. The Japanese delegation ensured that the portion of local content in the Masela Block was in accordance with the government's requests, including the use of local labor. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih from Indonesia to the World. Today in history, I'll begin with November the 24th, 1991. Freddie Mercury dies. Freddie Mercury, a singer-songwriter and record producer and lead vocalist of the British rock band Queen, died on November the 24th, 1991. He is considered one of the best singers in the history of popular music. He is known for his flamboyant personality on stage and his 4-octave vocal range. Mercury was also the 18th in the list of the 100 best singers that Rolling Stone magazine had ever seen in 2008 and came second in the Rolling Stone Reader's Choice list in 2011. Mercury was described by AllMusic as one of the best rock performers of all period with one of the best sounds in all types of music. Turning to November the 24, 2013, Iran signs a P5+1 country agreement. Iran-European Union relationship were strained in early 2010 by a dispute over Iran's nuclear program. The European Union, together with the United States, has imposed sanctions on Iran over the controversy surrounding Iran's nuclear program. Countries belonging to the P5+1 group are the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, which are permanent members of the UN Security Council, and Germany. Together with Iran, they met for 4 days in Vienna to negotiate this important agreement aimed at stopping Iran's nuclear program. The agreement reached on November the 24th, 2013, and was seen as the beginning of a comprehensive agreement aimed at allaying Western concerns that Iran was trying to develop nuclear weapons, something Iran denies. Since then, these countries have continued to negotiate until they finally agreed in the framework of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in April 2015. I'll conclude with November the 24, 2015, the shooting down of the Sukhoi Su-24 belonging to Russia. The shooting down of Russia's Sukhoi Su-24M aircraft by F-16 belonging to the Turkish Air Force near the Syrian and Turkish borders occurred on November the 24, 2015. According to the Turks, the plane was shot down in Turkish airspace where the plane passed through Turkish territory as far as 2.19 kilometers for 17 seconds and was reminded 10 times. Russia denies that the aircraft had left Syrian airspace and that Russian military satellite data shows the plane was shot down in Syrian territory. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by M.S. Srinivasaraju in India. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz with excellent SINPO 3555. Wow, it's wonderful. Thank you for your reception report in detail. Keep listening to our broadcast. And here is beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on ahead of the 2019 SEA Games. Indonesia increases the number of sports and athletes. Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sport and Indonesian Olympic Committee are increasing the number of Indonesian contingent athletes to the 2019 SEA Games in Manila from 837 to 841, 10 days before the launch of the multi-event sports of Southeast Asian countries. Indonesia decided to add 4 more athletes for obstacle run. Indonesian contingent CDM Chief de Mission Hari Warganegara said on Wednesday, with the addition of athletes, the number of branches attended by Indonesia is not 51 but 52 sports. Both Hari Warganegara and Secretary of the Ministry of Youth and Sports Gatot S. Diwobroto are optimistic that the addition of this new sport will be able to add a gold medal, as long as the addition was not just to facilitate the host to win the gold medal. Well, that was My Indonesia today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our regular listener, Ahmed Muhammad El-Mashri in Egypt. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. As appreciation, we will play another beautiful song to you. Here is the song.
Untuk jatuh cinta, aku tak mudah untuk jatuh hati. Tapi mengapa kini kau tinggalkan aku? Kau memilih dia. Ku bersumpah atas nama cinta, aku tak rela kini kau telah jadi miliknya. Ku jaga kesetiaan cinta, tapi kini kau kecewakan. Hatiku terluka. Tapi kini engkau telah jauh dariku. Meski hati ingin dekat, ku bersumpah atas nama cinta, aku tak rela kini kau telah jadi. Kecewakan, hatiku terluka.
telah jadi miliknya. Ku jaga kesetiaan cinta, tapi kini kau kecewa.
That was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce Bokori Island in Southeast Sulawesi. Bokori Island is an enchanting small island located in Soropia, Konawe, Southeast Sulawesi. The location of this island right in the front of the Cape of Soropia. The beach here is clean with moderate waves. Here, visitors can play in the sand, swim, collect beautiful shells, or just take pictures while enjoying the panorama. The clear blue water is also great for snorkeling. The coral reef holds a fascinating underwater charm. In addition, along the beach, there are lush coconut palms and trees. Access to Bokori Islands can be achieved by using rented boats on the harbor crossings. There are three harbor crossings, one of which is in the village of Bajoe. From downtown Kendari to this location takes about 30 minutes by car. To cross to Bokori Island, you can use an engine boat equipped with a booster with a maximum capacity of 15 people. Boat rental costs around 300,000 rupiah for a round trip when renting with a group, or just 20,000 rupiah per person. Arriving at Bokori Island, the entrance fee is only 10,000 rupiah per person, and you can get around as much as you want in this area. For your information, $1 is 15,000 rupiahs. Facilities on Bokori Islands are fairly complete. For convenience, visitors are provided with toilets, canteens, and for those who want to spend the night here, there are also gazebos, villas, or cottages. There is also a tower that is used to see the north side of the island. For visitors who want to test adrenaline, just pay 30,000 rupiah to sail in banana boat or when to see the sea splitting. For those who like to enjoy sunset, this is a great location to see the silhouette of the sun at sunset. Yet if you are the person who wants peace and tranquility, here is also the right place because the location is far from the hustle and bustle of the city. Although the temperature here is fairly hot, Bokori Island remains a magnet for Sulawesi sea tourism. Bokori Island is truly the paradise of Southeast Sulawesi. Just spend a day here and you will go home feeling satisfied. So if you visit Indonesia and happen to be in South Sulawesi area, take time to enjoy the beauty of Bokori Island. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Caleb Abbas. In his email, Mr. Caleb Abbas thanks to VOI, which presented an informative show for Public Antibiotic Awareness Week, hosted by Sekar Sariutami and Stephen Swau. Thank you for your compliment on our podcast. Hopefully, the information can be useful for you and other listeners throughout the world. Special for you and listener Voice of Indonesia wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song for our regular listener around the world. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Batas untukku merasa bahagia saat aku jatuh cinta.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Miscellany is about Muria Coffee Festival.
Mm-hmm.
festival is an effective way to promote a certain commodity, such as coffee. Therefore, Muria Coffee Festival was held at Tanggulangin Bridge in Kudus from November 22nd to 24, 2019. The event had Muria Coffee Exhibition, Kudus Brewing Demonstration at 50 coffee shops spread at 10 outdoor spots, talk show brewing competition, and coffee seed handover. Kudus Regency Secretary Samani Intakoris hope the Muria Coffee Festival can be held again next year to make the promotion more massive. According to him, the festival was also an opportunity to provide education and information for people that besides well-known for Kretek Sigur, Kudus has also amazing coffee. It was stated by Samani, almost two-third of Mount Muria is in Kudus and most of them were planted with coffee. For coffee cultivation, Kudus Regency will also support coffee farmers by providing Robusta Arabica seeds, it was stated by Samani. And Samani added they also brought coffee expert to teach the farmers about planting and post-harvest processing. Therefore, the farmers can sell something besides raw coffee. Wanted to popularize the taste of Muria coffee, because coffee is trending among the millennials. He added, when the taste is well known among the people, at least Muria coffee can compete in national market. Listener, that was our topic about Muria Coffee Festival. Stay tuned with our other programs.
Coba lupakan, tapi ku tak bisa. Mengapa begini? Oh, mungkin aku bermimpi menginginkan dirimu untuk ada di sini. Kau yang jadi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to our Music Corner. Today, we present you a song entitled New York by Sify Aziza. Stay tuned with us. Sify Aziza has been passionate about music since she was 5 years old. Since her childhood, she has participated in many music festivals held in various countries with Alpha Singer Choir Group. Her enthusiasm in music has never faded away. She is determined to sharpen her skills so that one day she can be a professional singer. With her great determination, she succeeded in producing her first album independently. Sify had undergone many challenges, but she never gave up to overcome them. She has always been enthusiastic and hardworking to achieve her dream. Sify began promoting her songs by writing her stories in a piece of paper and changing them into lyrics. In producing her song, Sify was assisted by an Indonesian singer named Petra Siombing as her producer. New York is Sivia's first song that talks about comfort. The term New York here has connotative meaning. In this song, she wants to express that comfort sometimes can become a trap. In the song, she dreams that one day she can live in New York. However, she is afraid that she will forget to return to her homeland when she lives in such a beautiful city like New York. The song also implicitly conveys a message about the importance of loving ourselves and also not being selfish. Here is Sify Aziza with her song, New York. Enjoy the song.
Aku bisa tanpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tertawa hanya untuk tutupi marah. Dia menahan kau untuk tetap tinggal. Ingin ku putar kembali candaan bulan Juni. Ada kegagalan, hanya senyuman. Oh, namun berlari bukanlah satu-satunya jawaban. Pergilah jauh dariku, tak perlu
of Indonesia.
Mataku bagai balas singgah. sepi hidupku, namun tak juga ku jumpa, tak daya ku kejar.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.